A story now about what happens to some of the millions of Syrians who've been forced from their homes. A tiny number of them have made their way to Japan. But the country isn't exactly putting out the welcome mat. Last year, a record number of people applied for refugee status in Japan. 99% of them were rejected. From Tokyo, Abigail Leonard has the story of one of the few Syrians who did get asylum.
Jamal is 25, and he's a student at Meiji University. Today, he's headed to sports rehab for a nagging soccer injury.
It's my dream to be professional, so every day, training, exercising, doing a rehab.
Jamal says his prospects here in Japan are better than in his native Syria, where connections to President Bashar al-Assad matter more than athletic ability.
Because in Syria, everything, even in the national team, most of players, because they know someone in the Assad's place. So it works. It works like this in Syria everywhere.
Jamal asked that we not use his last name to protect families still in Syria. When the anti-government protests started in 2011, Jamal joined in, hoping for modest reforms. But then Assad's government began killing protesters. And in 2013, a bomb hit his house.
I immediately ran outside to check the people, and it was chaos. Like, some people like get hurt, injured. Or it's chaos. It's mess.
His family fled to Egypt, but Jamal couldn't find work, and he was even considering returning to Syria. But then he ran into his uncle, who was visiting from Tokyo, where he lives with his Japanese wife. The uncle offered to bring Jamal and his family to Japan.
So what were your impressions of Japan before you moved here? What did you think it was going to be like?
All Syrians like dream to come to Japan, even before the war, because we know a lot about Japan. Like, we watch a lot of anime.
But it's a hard transition.
Yeah, nobody get into to know, like, the lifestyle, the social life, how hard it is.
He couldn't speak the language, and the culture was completely unfamiliar, even the food. We stop at a convenience store where Jamal buys an onigiri, a rice ball filled with fish. It's good, he says, but it's not Syrian food.
I missed so much Syrian food. Yeah, really miss it. So the ingredients and materials for Syrian food is not existing here. Yeah, everything is different. For example, like the trains, when you get crowded, it's like it was a shock for me the first time. Like, oh my God, what is this? Yeah, and in Syria, we don't work that much as they do here in Japan. It's not so intense. And we all gather together every day, like family, friends. Not like here, you cannot do this in here, in Japan.
For now, though, Japan is home. The country accepted him as a refugee 4 years ago, and that puts him in a very small group. Last year, Japan took in just one Syrian refugee. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said in 2015 that Japan has to look after its own before taking in refugees. U.S. and European leaders reportedly pressured Abe to do more ahead of last year's G7 meeting, and he announced Japan would take 150 Syrian students as refugees over the next 10 years. But when G7 leaders met again in May, President Trump shifted the agenda from refugees to fighting terrorism. And that could influence Japan's refugee policy, says conservative economist Takaki Mitsuhashi.
At the very least, if the United States is changing its policies to put the national interests of the American people first, then Japan will make policies that put the Japanese people first. And I believe that this would be a positive thing.
Mitsuhashi says putting Japan first is not just about keeping foreigners out. It's about maintaining social cohesion. Last year, Japan granted refugee status to 28 people out of 11,000 applicants. Most were from Afghanistan and Myanmar, and they had to pass an extensive screening process. Jamal, the Syrian refugee, said the interview was the hardest part.
For me, it was one-time interview, like from morning till night. For my mother, was more than 7 times. My mother was so stressed.
So they were asking about what happened to your house, and
you need to prove that your house is destroyed. You need to come up with documents, stories. They keep asking questions to study your reaction.
The Immigration Bureau says it considers each application fairly, using guidelines from the UN Refugee Convention. It already allows a few hundred Syrians to stay temporarily for humanitarian reasons. Jamal thinks they should be granted the same status he and his family have. He's earned a scholarship to study international politics here and now speaks Japanese fluently with friends.
My second home, I got used to life in here. I have a lot of friends now. I still miss Syria too much.
But he doesn't expect to return anytime soon. So he's committed to making a life here, through school, friends, and of course, soccer. He says one day, maybe he'll even make the Japanese team. For The World, Abigail Leonard, Tokyo.